And we're live, Off-Road Garage Podcast. I'm your host, Jason. With me, as always, my buddy Jim.
Hello.
Today, we got Chris, the Toyota guy, and Ken.
Hey!
Hello. Back again.
So, Dr. Death Wobble.
No one already knows, man. Dude, that hurts. Everyone already knows. Okay. If you don't know, well, then you don't need to know.
You don't know, you should know.
If you don't know, GTS.
Right.
GTS. Yes.
So, you just got back from Colorado.
Yeah, yep.
With a Toyota. So,
yeah, and the old
and
FJ.
I think you were telling me cramming the family like sardines in the Toyota, which sounded amazing.
It'd be like an overpacked can of sardines.
Yeah, and, yeah.
No, so, it was good. The original plan to do this, because we started planning it beginning of the summer, but we were supposed to tow campers.
Yeah.
Right? So, with the supercharger and the gears, and I'm like, okay, I got to put a 7-pin plug on it and a brake controller, you know? So, I got the, you know, the fancy Red Arc brake controller?
Yeah.
It's in there. It's not hooked up yet.
Oh, looking fresh, though.
Yeah. Your button's there.
You're showing it to the guys at the truck stop. You're like, hey, yeah. You know, just so you know.
Check this.
Thing's legit. I got a brake controller. I told a lot of my Toyota.
But no, so then, yeah, plans changed. We ended up getting a tent. Yeah, packed the tent up, the rig, the wife, two kids, and a whole lot of gear.
I was going to say, you're forgetting all the other stuff I saw in the pictures.
Yeah, so it was a 10-day trip, family of four, and we camped.
Wow, that's a lot of gear.
In a tent.
That's a lot of gear.
Yeah, so I had the roof rack. I had a bag on the roof rack. I had two fat bikes, which that was pretty interesting, hanging off the back. So yeah, we were loaded down, to say the least.
So for those who don't know, give us a rundown of your Toyota, because
so it's a 2010 Toyota FJ Cruiser, Trail Teams Edition. It's got a Underdog Racing Development supercharger, which is it's basically a Whipple housing.
It's like, what's the supercharger do?
What's the supercharger do?
Makes noise, goes fast.
Cool. Makes noise and goes fast.
Puts a hurting on people at Silver Lake.
No,
I've seen that.
It was embarrassing at Silver Lake. Oh, yeah.
It's so funny too, because you roll up, you're like, ah.
Drag racing people in the cruiser.
It doesn't even look right in pictures. It looks almost Photoshop. Like, it's almost hard to believe. It's this thing all decked out.
It's usually shaped
like a turtle.
Yeah.
It's just ripping like past everyone.
A turtle standing on his legs getting ready to take off.
Yeah. When I saw him at Silver Lake, first off, he random texted me, right? A blank number. Saw you at the dunes. And I'm thinking, like, Liam Neeson, take him, like, okay, it's on. Game time. Desert ops, right? So I'm like, okay.
I've been prepping for this. Yeah. This is what I've been waiting for.
I'm like, babe, get out of the truck. So he's like, yeah, oh, this is Chris, the Toyota guy. I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm over by a drag strip. And he goes, my favorite place. He shows up, rolls up in the Toyota. I'm like, okay, it's an FJ35, looks good, right, whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to go run a couple laps. I'm like, dude, you're in a Toyota FJ, like, whatever. He lines up and just starts eating people's lunch. Like, right straight to Gap, takes them to Gapplebee's, takes their lunch, and then turns back around. He got the AC blowing. His kids are watching TV in the back.
I had the 55 quart Dometic in the back. Yeah.
Four
adults in the thing, right? They're in the back, everybody's hanging out, AC's blowing. He's eating up these sand buggies. People are getting pissed. One dude actually pulled off and parked because he wasn't getting back in line.
If that guy's racing, I'm out.
Yeah, he's
stupid. Toyota guy. This one fast Datsun right
so
there.
So a couple
guys.
Times, like, I thought I'd missed the photo. I'm trying to get a picture of Chris, and I grab the photo and I'm like looking at it, and it's everybody else but Chris. I'm like, what the hell? And then Ange, my wife, has a video of it, and he's shoop. And then by the time I grab the picture, it's everybody else besides him.
Everyone's lined up and he's gone.
So the one picture I have of him looks like he's driving on a drag strip by himself. It's just his Toyota, and it's all you can see in the wide angle 28mm frame I'm shooting it with. It's just him. I'm like, oh, okay.
This is fun. It makes for a good time. But no, besides the supercharger, it's got 488 gears. Like Jim said, 35s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of lame. Come on.
3-inch old man Emu lift. That's super lame.
Yeah. Coilovers.
Yeah. It's
sliders.
It's not even fun.
Armor.
Yep.
Lockers, I'm sure.
Lockers.
It's got the factory locker in the back, and then it's got A-track, which essentially, if you're rock crawling, it'd act like a front locker.
Oh, wow, cool.
Slow speed, that's about all it's all
good. So not my dad's cassette tapes?
No.
Okay.
No.
8-track, I'm just making sure.
No.
Got some Earth, Wind, and Fire or something.
Wow. How'd you fit that in the dash?
A-track. Oh, A-track, like yeah, Alpha track. Gotcha, okay.
And these Toyota guys, I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's some special name for everything.
It's like,
it's got traction control, got it.
Limited. I also learned that the Toyota team trucks are solid colors. No white roofs.
Trail teams.
Yeah. He's like,
that's how you
see
know.
Solid
that's how you
color.
Know. You're in the special
so
club.
They give you like a jersey or something like that?
No.
Or how does that work?
No, a pair of gloves.
driving gloves.
The knuckles cut out of them.
For sure. Yeah.
Now, when you hold onto a steering wheel, do you kind of move your fingers? You know, you're just right. Like you hold it and kind of
press it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
No. So, needless to say, like, we're talking a little more storage room than like a JK. Maybe same.
So, dimensionally, it's the same as a JK.
Okay.
The only difference is the back seat is pushed forward a little bit farther, so it's got more rear cargo space than a JKU, but dimensionally it's the same.
So, but he had that thing. I saw how packed it was at Silver Lake with four adults for the day.
Yeah.
I can only imagine four people for 10 days living out of that thing.
Yes.
Like, whew. Like, you were sending me pictures. I just see like your daughters. Like, I don't. They wouldn't have to wear their seatbelts because they were jammed.
I
in
thought
their, like,
the same thing.
Like literally, like you see two heads like, in the back seat.
We would roll that down a mountain, and everybody would be like, "What happened?
Well, what did happen? We just got bounced around a little bit.
Dad, my tablet quit.
Like, what? Yeah, what exactly. Too. What's going on? It's not charging anymore.
You know how many times I heard that? 20 hours in the truck, and yeah, I heard that. I don't know, a couple dozen times.
How old are your daughters?
6 and 3. Well, 4 now, but she was 3 at the time.
Driving across the country.
Yeah, pretty brave.
It's
very bold.
Are we there yet?
It's so much surprising longer. We didn't hear it that much.
Really?
No, it was, damn, my movie's not working.
Peppa Pig isn't playing.
How were you there?
Maybe he was. You probably packed him in there and didn't even notice.
I was doing the awning and the cooler. You remember me?
Right.
Just packed in there in that cannoli of an FJ. You got packed up there.
I did have an awning and a cooler on top.
Oh, really?
Dude, you had everything.
So we were going through the toll booths and, well, I guess to start off, so the first day we just did like a 6-hour drive. We ended up in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Okay.
And so
we made to Nebraska in 6 hours.
No, you made to Iowa.
No,
buddy.
Hold on. Yeah, the first night
people are gonna check the facts on this.
Oh yeah, for
so
sure.
Okay.
The first night we stopped just the other side of Chicago, grabbed a hotel.
Okay.
Because we wanted to, Grand Island was 12 hours.
Okay.
And we didn't really want to do 12 hours the first day because we still had to set up camp.
Right.
So we decided, you know, the first night we'll leave early afternoon, get to the other side of Chicago, and just grab a hotel for the night.
Right.
But so we're going through Illinois, and we stop at one of the toll booths. I think it's the only one you got to stop through, going through. But and the lady at the toll booth's like, because I think it was like 95 or something that day, and the cooler's right on top, you know. And the lady in the toll booth goes, "Your stuff stay cold up there?" But probably not. But I got a fridge in the back. We basically just had the cooler for dry stuff. It wasn't actually keeping anything cool.
More like just to keep it safe.
Yeah,
thing,
it's
exactly.
Like awesome you didn't have to cross some kind of international border. You imagine the German Shepherd scratches a tire. Like,
oh,
just keep it all. I'm flying home. I don't even want to put this back together.
If you ask me to unpack, keep it all.
Just keep it.
So was it kind of like Tetris? Where, like, did you bring some things just because they took up the space you needed?
Yeah.
And you didn't really,
just to fill the gap.
There's like a lazy boy jammed in there. Well, it was the right size. I needed
it all. It fits, it ships.
Nothing else rattles. We're good.
Yeah. No,
my Tetris status went to expert.
Immediately.
The picture I saw was pretty ridiculous. I was like, that was pretty. I just didn't see how you could stack more stuff onto the Toyota.
It was like the kids in the back. I'm like, there's like, it's almost like, are there actually kids in there?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Like, I see a head and an arm.
They were super comfy. I mean, we had all the pillows, the blankets, and they were just surrounded by it.
Really?
So it was perfect. But so after Grand Island, we camped there for one night at a KOA. Have you guys ever been to a KOA?
No.
It's kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
They put them in the most random spots. This one? Middle of, well, it's, I mean, you're in Nebraska, But in the middle of a cornfield, half a mile off the highway.
So right in the middle of the state.
Yeah,
that's Jimmy. Yeah, highways and cornfields. All I saw were in Nebraska.
Yeah, pretty much everything's surrounded by corn in Nebraska.
If you're from Nebraska, I'm sorry, but it's terrible. Nebraska
it is.
When you can see the end of the state when you pull into the beginning, you're like, "Yep, that's where we're going."
We had to cross that one hill, and now we're halfway there. Only 8 more hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we took off from Grand Island and shot right down to Colorado Springs. That was kind of half of the trip that was planned to stay in Colorado Springs for 4 days. Did some cool stuff there.
Yeah.
More of the touristy stuff, not necessarily wheeling. I needed to do some wheeling, so the wife and the kids went to the pool and I went out climbing some mountains by myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's where I dropped the Ken sticker.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did see them stickers out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, the terrain's amazing.
Now, does Colorado Springs, you said?
Yeah.
What's the elevation?
6,000 feet. Okay. So it was a nice starting point for the first few days because, you know, the biggest fear for me was the kids getting elevation sickness.
Yeah, yeah, that's no joke.
You know what I mean? Or the wife or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, then nobody's having a good time.
Right.
So I think it worked out good to do the first part of the trip there because you know get a
acclimated
elevation.
Yeah.
Were they drinking a lot of water and stuff like
that?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I think we stopped to pee just as much as we stopped for gas.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what we did: is drink a bunch of water.
Yeah.
And then just hope nobody gets sick.
Well, yeah, and on top of that, I mean we had to stop every 2 hours, regardless of any other situation.
Yeah, just go for gas. Your dang
that supercharger was just shoving it down the hole.
No, sorry, not 2 hours, 200 miles.
200 miles.
Okay,
200 miles was.
So you're doing 100 miles an hour? Holy crap.
Yeah.
With this,
supercharger's
like, awesome. This big pile of luggage flying down the highway at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, we were the most non-aerodynamic thing on the highway.
I thought Jeeps were bad.
Dude, you might as well like pull the parasailer behind you.
But yeah, we just did some cool stuff in Colorado Springs. Went to an adventure park there. That was pretty cool. Then after that, we shot over the mountain into Ouray. Stayed in Ouray for a couple days. Took some passes over to Telluride. Amazing views. Amazing stuff everywhere.
All the passes are finally open then? Because I know we were talking
July,
they were so close.
Yeah, how much snow was there?
We did Ophir Pass. And I've put pictures up on my Instagram, but the snowbank at the summit was still probably 18 feet tall.
Jeez.
And you just drive right through it.
So it's just a tunnel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you got a wall on each side.
Just at the Toyota guy, right? The Toyota
guy? Yep, the Toyota guy, yep. Yeah, so we did Ophir Pass. My wife just about lost her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the video?
I don't know. Was she upset?
Oh, she was freaking out.
Was she? She listening right now?
Probably.
Okay, good. Was she saying really bad words about you?
Oh, yeah.
And your decision making?
This is not a good idea.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
It is funny because my daughter, 6 years old in the background, is going, "Mom, just look to the left. Just look to the left, Mom." Because to the right is just a drop-off. Like
you're like, well, if it makes you feel better, you're not going to survive, and they're not going to look for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just gonna be like, there's another vehicle.
That's why there's a glint off the mirror. Like, is something down there?
Yeah.
Huh. Should I go check that out?
You start naming that Toyota corner.
Right.
No, but it's wheeling out there is a totally different environment, you know. And I think it's important for the people that are wheeling out there to know kind of the trail etiquette. Because we ran into it on Ophir Pass, actually, where so the people traveling uphill have the right of way.
Right.
Yeah.
On the mountain passes. So there's these people coming down the right before you get to the summit of Ophir is the shelf road, where it's drop off on one side and mountain on the other. But so it's only one vehicle wide, and these people were coming down, and the people going up figured that they were going to stop before the turn, you know, so they could continue on. Well, they didn't. So then they get to the spot where it's like,
what do you want me to do?
What do we do?
Yeah.
You know, and it was a pretty big ordeal for a little while.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a family in like a Range Rover or something.
Heated debate?
Yeah, we stayed back because I didn't want any part of it. The wife got out. She started walking. She walked by us. She's like, yeah, they're trying to figure something out, how to turn around, whatever.
Okay. The wife from the offending vehicle down?
Oh, yeah.
She ain't having no drama?
Nope.
No.
She's done.
She might have paid that guy to push her open off the mountain.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
I'd investigate that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some disappearing families. Yeah. Yeah. That's where we're at. Yeah, then we...
Garmin told me to turn this way.
Yeah.
They say a UPS truck driving down the trail.
Tom? You're a liar. we got off overpass. Drove down the Million Dollar Highway. That's pretty.
I'm not good with that. I'm good staying off that.
So what's the Million Dollar Highway? I guess I'm ignorant about this one.
So the Million Dollar Highway, I don't know the history of why it's called the Million Dollar.
It costs $1 million a mile to make it. In like 19, whatever. Zero.
So I could see that.
Yeah, it was $1 million a mile to make it. And so you're on the side of a mountain.
It is literally. Yeah, you're on the side of a mountain. Like, they must have blasted a flat spot inside this mountain to make this highway.
Okay.
And so you've got asphalt, and then the yellow line that you don't ever want to cross.
Mm-hmm. Partial yellow line. You can't say a full yellow line.
No.
There are spots where there's not even a yellow, like...
Yeah, like, they're...
It's erosion.
The yellow line is on the edge of the asphalt.
Okay.
Okay, and then on the edge of the asphalt... is nothing.
Okay.
There's no shoulder.
Nice.
At all.
Yeah. No guardrail.
No. Why would you put a guardrail?
Well, do you understand the whole deal?
Well, you'd have to make it wider.
My cousin lives out there. We're riding with her. And if you're listening, Heather, I love you to death, but you're a terrible driver. So bad.
She's such a sweetheart, though.
She is a sweetheart. Girl can't drive. I'm sorry. And she knows it. But so I'm like just holding on. And she said, she's like pointing, and we're driving, and she's pointing and moving the Jeep. I went, just stay forward. Just don't kill us. And they don't have guardrails because when the snow's there, if there's a guardrail, they couldn't push the snow off the side of their mouth.
Right.
I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Why do you do it? Just
I would
keep me off it.
Drive the plow truck.
There's no way. There's guys driving semis through here and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They don't look for you when you go over the edge. Like, they aren't going to find you.
Yeah, it's...
But that's why there's no guardrail. It's so the snow can go over the edge.
It's insane. And so, I mean, I'm only running like 20 pounds of air in the tires. Because we only had to go, I don't know, 10, 15 miles down the highway to get back to Ouray. So like, I'm not going to air up. So I'm going down these switchbacks, you know, and windy, curvy roads through the mountains. And I'm going, man, I really should have aired up.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going to stop pulling from the shoulder?
Yeah, let me pull off right here. Nope. And so we got passed.
Dude, then people drive like...
They are nuts.
They're like, someone's up there.
Just like, what are they doing? I'm like...
These guys are a bunch of bands.
Flatlanders.
Oh, I'm afraid to fall. Live my life.
Yeah, they passed us on one of the curbs.
Oh. Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought they were crazy, and they passed us going to Utah in the snowstorm. They're just blown by us in a snowstorm. I thought that was crazy.
Yes.
You talk about on a mountain, like, no big deal.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't got no choice.
Just accept death.
Hey, you boys come out here to where we got some ice. I'll drive on the ice with you like you won't believe.
Yeah.
Stand back. I'll show you how to do this.
No.
Watch this.
It's hard to...
So did you do any more wheeling? Or did you go back to Ouray? Or how did you...
So we went back to Ouray.
It sounds like the highways are wheeling almost. It sounds like...
stressful enough.
Yeah, it's more stress than wheeling. But yeah, we went back to Ouray, and we didn't really do a whole much more wheeling.
Okay.
Sightseeing?
Yeah, we did some sightseeing.
There were some great photos on Instagram.
It's more... Yeah, it was geared more towards kind of just a family vacation than...
Yeah.
I mean, I would have loved to wheel every day, but you can't...
I like being married, too.
Exactly.
And I want to live.
Yeah. Knowing that I had to spend the next... at least 24 hours in the vehicle with her, I want to keep her happy.
Right. Yeah.
It seems like all of us kind of skirt that line of like...
Yeah, that's
like
the
true
challenge.
Investigate my suicide.
Yeah.
And like, I'm trying to stay still married where she doesn't
kill
me.
Well, you
got to
know
like,
that fine line, right? You got to...
Yeah, push it once in a while.
Yeah, you got to know where it's at.
Not every time.
Well, that was...
Sometimes,
sand dunes.
I don't know, sometimes it changes
yeah,
a
she
little
was
bit.
At, we were at the sand dunes, she was on vacation, and she was like, it was fun, I'm done. I'm like, okay, well, Chris is here, he's my buddy. She's like, okay. Take me to the pool. Go have fun. I drove her back to the hotel. I dropped her off, made her a drink, and I'm like, I've seen a couple hours. We're going to go play in the sand.
Cool.
So, but, you know, it's keep everybody happy. She's cool with it for a little while. The beach wasn't great, so I took her back to the pool. She was happy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Finding that happy medium is, I think.
Yeah.
The hardest part is when you're out there. Like if somebody, and it's not even like just my wife, or if somebody else decides it's not that much fun, well, dude, we're like 3 hours from town. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like
yeah.
we don't just run to town and drop you off. It's like, dude, we're kind of here.
Yeah,
like,
committed.
What would you
that
call
point.
Committed to this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, you find a mountain lion and ride it to town. Maybe it'll be a little quicker.
Yeah. We didn't even see much wildlife. That was kind of depressing. I want to see like a mountain goat or a bear or something.
Maybe both.
Be, yeah, at the same time, fighting. majestically in the
majestically.
I don't know if you've watched National Geographic much, but bear usually wins that. It's usually not much of a fight.
Eagle as a referee. Like.
And fight.
That's the most epic selfie ever.
Well, that's awesome. A great trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So did you do any biking? You said you brought the bikes. Did you do any mountain biking out there, or did you just...
Nope.
Just hauled them along. Just hauled them along because he had the bike rack.
What did
and
you learn
had to go
from
on
this
there.
Trip, Chris?
You need a bigger vehicle.
It's better to overpack than underpack.
There you go.
Go prepare.
So there was a really cool mountain bike trail in Colorado Springs, just like a mile from the campground that I really wanted to do. I just never got the opportunity.
That's what it always runs into, is like there's so many things you want to do, but there's so little time.
Yeah.
Even 2 weeks is not enough.
Dude, it's not.
Yeah, you gotta definitely pick and choose what you want to do.
But he had a good urban camouflage. I mean, you look like you belong to a mountain bike and everything, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like we were ready for adventure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Looked like you were moving there.
Yeah.
Should have put some kayaks on there, too.
Right.
Oh, look at that dude. They're going off the grid.
You've had enough.
Prepping.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah, packed up camp after that and stayed a few days in Ouray, and then started heading home. Stopped in Grand Junction.
Home with old people gear. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Grand Junction's a cool town.
It is a cool place. Well, so we were driving.
It's not
so highway.
Truck and trailer friendly. I'm
no.
just saying.
No.
No.
How'd you find out that?
Well, my co-host Jim here. Insisted on going to Hill People Gear on the way back from Moab, so
who
we
makes
stopped
amazing
there.
Gear.
They make amazing gear. I was like, oh, this is actually pretty sweet. But initially going there, you know, it's like, I'm like, there's like a lot of smart cars and things. Like, and here I am trying to make it through all these roundabouts in the middle of downtown with a
like
truck
the
and a trailer.
The wrong size. Like they were like go kart roundabouts, not
yes.
car roundabouts.
Really? Like Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly. I'm like,
could,
all
we
right.
We could see the Jeep in the roundabout.
Like jackknife in the trailer, and then trying to find, there's no parking for a truck and trailer.
Well, why would you?
You know, so we had to find the only, like, the closest open two spots, and we could fill two parking meters. So
like,
I don't
like
know what the rule is, so
like,
we better just, oh God, I already learned that one time in Colorado, you don't park in a Tesla spot.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
The charging station?
Yeah, even if it's the farthest location from where the Starbucks or wherever it is. don't park there, okay? I don't know. Yeah, especially a big SUV, gas guzzling SUV.
Oh,
they get really upset. But yeah, it was the far. And I'm not even kidding. I don't even understand. You couldn't park any farther.
You're so off topic.
I know. And there was just.
He's on a tangent
I'm so upset.
He's gonna let him go.
So upset.
Go. See, I just wish everyone could see how like.
I
wish you could just see.
This
like,
lady comes out and she starts yelling at us.
I wish you could see how hard you're
there was 15
back.
Empty spots. And they were all Tesla ones. Like at the very end. What are you doing? That's for Tesla. I'm like, where else do you want to park? Where's me a park, lady? Oh, that was. Yeah.
That's good.
You feel better now, Jason?
No. It'll come out again.
Yeah, go get
I'm going to bury it back deep down.
Go get the Jet Daniels.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back in Gold. We're back in
Grand Junction.
Which is a beautiful town.
It is. Yeah.
I think if I was going to live out there, I think Grand Junction would probably be, because it's a little bit of everything. That's what I liked about it. What do you think?
It's a nice location.
It is a nice location. I think it's close to everything to me. Like, relatable, you know what I mean? In the,
Well, and it's like the major intersection of the highway. There's highways right there.
So you can jump
on any highway and go any direction.
And you're kind of near a lot of stuff. We're not far from Moab. You're not far from Colorado.
You're in Colorado.
You could be desert. You could be...
Oh, yeah.
High desert mountains.
It's
only 2 hours from Moab.
What's that?
Telluride's only 2 hours from Moab.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, and that's what's kind of cool is you can, like, if it's cold one place, you drive over to the desert.
Right.
Right.
And they got solid beer still. You don't have the Utah beer laws.
Yeah, no, that, did you go into Utah for any Utah beer? No. You don't want none of that.
I don't, that doesn't, and I guess it's beer in definition?
Yeah, I don't know about really. That. It's beer and it gets you bloated.
In content.
And that's what, like,
have a little wheat water.
Like, this is who came up with this stuff?
Did you add extra hops?
Give me more beer. Mine's broken.
This beer isn't working. They're dragging it for hours.
What is this?
No, so we were driving on the highway just getting into Grand Junction, and all of a sudden we see like jets just flying by us.
Jets?
Jets.
Fighter
jets? Not Jets Pizza.
Mm.
Like fighter jets. And so I'm looking, I'm like, oh shit, I'm like, that's Blue Angels.
Really?
So I have Jessica get on the phone real quick, look up air shows.
GTS.
Yeah. So, yeah, sure enough, there was an air show in Grand Junction the next day while they were out practicing.
Oh, sweet.
So we pulled off the highway into this gas station, and it was right by the airport in Grand Junction where they were
coming
in and out of. So, I mean, we had front row tickets to this.
Nice.
It was pretty cool.
Was the whole family into it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah. That makes it even better.
Girls were, they were going nuts.
Yeah. I feel dumb sometimes. I see something like that. I'm like, look, there'd be like fighter jets. I'm like, yeah, this is stupid. Okay, it's a plane. Can we go right now?
Well, they're still young enough.
Yeah.
Still young enough.
Yeah, that's so exciting. The girls are past that.
You get like the puppy response. Dad's excited, so I'm excited. Like,
right, yeah. This must be cool. His dad thinks it is. Cool.
Yeah. A couple more years, he'll be heartbroken.
Yeah.
Probably.
Look, girls, a fighter jet. They're like on their phone.
Yeah. What? Or their implant by them, like their wrist implant.
Yes.
Device.
Swiping their wrist. Hold on, I got two more messages. What? Stupid technology.
Did you spend the night in Grand Junction?
No. So the plan was after we... So this is on our way home. We were going to leave Ouray and end up just east, just on the east side of Denver. We had a hotel reserved because at this point we're basically burnt out on camping. The whole setup takedown.
You're such an overlander, Chris.
Oh, no.
Hardcore.
At the end of the 8 days.
It looks so cool on the internet.
Oh, it looks like a great idea when you don't have two kids, a wife. Yeah. But so we get to, it's in between Grand Island and or not Grand Island,
Grand Junction
and Denver.
There's a lot in between those mountains.
Hold on, I can tell you what town it is.
Oh,
it's
about the GTS.
GTS is nice right there. Googling that.
Glenwood Springs.
Oh, that's a nice area.
So Glenwood Springs, we're just west of Glenwood Springs, and all of a sudden we see traffic starting to slow down, and Google, well, hold on, let me back up about a half hour. Google wants to, it keeps reroute. I'm like, no, I'm not rerouting. Like, it's adding 3 hours to my trip right now. Uh-huh. It's not happening. So we get up about 20 minutes, half hour later, and I see why Google was trying to overtake my route. Because there was a mudslide. Because we drove through a huge rainstorm. So all that rain coming down the mountain, you're right there at Glenwood Springs, you're going right through a mountain pass. And there was a big mudslide that completely covered the westbound lane.
Oh, wow.
So I shut down a section of the highway right at the mountain pass, and the only way to get around it was to go way south or way north. So
okay.
So
not editing that out.
No, why would you?
Yeah, no.
No matter how old you are.
And
still
followed by the silence.
Jim, did you leave a stain in your pants?
I was over here like trying.
I think you left a stain in your pants.
This is the best part, no matter how old you are, fart is still
funny.
Still
hilarious.
But anyways, so this was at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The fire department and the Department of Transportation, they said, you know, anywhere between 4 and 8 hours. So I'm like, well, we're going to add 3 hours, 3.5 hours, just to reroute. I'm like, we're going to wait it out. Like, I'm making this decision right now. Because I'm a man, I'm going to make this damn decision.
It's best for the family.
Mind you, this is at about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Traffic, it hadn't really started piling up yet, so there are still hotel rooms and stuff available. Like, yeah, we're gonna wait this out. You know, that'll be cleaned up. Shit happens all the time. 8 o'clock at night, we're still there. All the hotel rooms are booked within like 2 hours. So I go up and ask the little security dude.
Who's thrilled to have you talking to him.
Oh, he's well, so excited at this point.
So he wasn't a police officer. He was a firefighter.
Okay.
He was, it's like, I don't know if it's like some third party.
Like DOT security or something?
Kind of.
No, he was just a dude that parked on the side of the road and started taking money.
Yeah, he had a flashlight. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Started waving.
For 20 bucks. For 20 bucks, you get passed.
20 bucks, I'll change.
But so I asked him, and he goes, yeah, I don't know. He goes, it could be, you know, 4 to 8 hours. I'm like, you told me that 6 hours ago.
Right.
I'm like, all right, well, we're done. I'm done waiting. You know, it's like 8 o'clock. We've eaten basically the rest of our food that's in the fridge in the back. Girls are tired of being in the truck.
Dad was tired of being in the truck. I mean, I would be exhausted at that point.
Yeah.
That's
it was added a long time to our supposed to be short day in the vehicle. But so we backtrack a half hour and then went north. Up to Rawlins, Wyoming. We could have went through.
Go from Colorado to Wyoming.
Yeah,
it like pokes over.
It's the only way. So we could have went through another mountain pass up through Steamboat Springs and that. But at this point, it was like midnight, and I didn't want to drive through the mountains at wee hours of the night. So and it only added 12 more minutes to the drive to go up to Rawlins.
Okay.
So we went up there. Got up there about 2 o'clock in the morning. I was on the Colorado DOT Facebook because they're updating. As soon as we got to the hotel at 2 o'clock in the morning, I get on there and the pass opened an hour after we left. I was super pumped. Super pumped.
But how long would it have taken you to get from the pass to the hotel? So like, if you waited an extra hour, would you still be driving 2 hours in? You know what I'm saying? Would it have been would it be worth it?
If we would have taking the bypass in the very beginning,
uh-huh.
We would have been, you know, about the same time.
Right.
It still would have added 3 hours.
Okay.
If we would have waited, I don't know. It's hard saying.
It's one of those, like, if I had to wait an extra hour, I still got to drive 2 hours to my hotel. Was it worth it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But, now so you're out of food. You got two cranky kids. I mean.
Yep. So they pass out. Wife passes out. I'm driving through the night, and we get to Rawlins, get a hotel. It was kind of shady. It had decent Google reviews,
right.
But it was the only one available between Rawlins and basically the rest of Wyoming.
Okay.
So I'm
like, and it's a small state, so.
Yeah, like we just had to do it. So yeah, that's
nice.
That's one thing you brought up though, Ken, talking about being overlander and stuff like that. I can see like your setup maybe not being so bad. Just unzipping it, flipping the thing down, I got a tent.
Oh, with a rooftop tent?
But
so
yeah, having to dig out a tent, find a spot, put the thing up, put the little ground cover down, put the fly on it.
Well, and
yeah.
Just a little heads up, if you reserve campsites for an RV or a camper, make sure you call ahead and ask if you can put your tent on that same site. So, I love my wife, and she told me I probably should have done this, but she double-checked with me. Did you call and check to see if this is okay?
Oh, shoot, man.
No, it'll be fine.
You are digging a hole right now.
I'm like, this is fine. So we get to the campsite in Ouray. Well, I didn't know that it was an RV resort. Well, they're not zoned for tents.
Right.
So here we are in Ouray, no place to put our tent. Like, this is awesome right now. Luckily, we found a
sure, she
spot,
was
so
stoked at this point.
It was funny, too, because, you know, the whole drive out there, our youngest daughter was the one that we were worried about getting car sick.
Yeah.
Did perfectly fine. We get 5 or 10 minutes outside of Ouray. Oldest one, pukes all over the FJ.
Oh, jeez.
Super pumped.
And you had to have that moment, though, that dad moment type thing where you're like, why am I doing all this?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like.
As
like,
I'm shaking the vomit off the pillow. Like,
you're just like,
yep,
what am I
what
doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah. Like, we could. Why can't we just be like everybody else and go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
But then, like, you get through that view, and you're like, okay,
this is why.
Yeah, that
this
5 seconds
yeah.
of peace and
yeah.
quiet is pretty good.
The fact that you can be a couple hours with zero cell service.
Yeah.
Zero, you know, maybe you'll see another rig or two.
Yeah.
But other than that,
They're just unhappy to see you as you are to see them. They're like, okay.
Well, I just think I think the memories is something that it's like, it's worth it, but like, man, there's times it'd be a lot easier to do other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, like when we were in Telluride, we took the gondola up to Mount Village.
Yeah, yeah. I kept bugging you like repeatedly every day before I left. Hey, you're going to the gondola, right? Doing gondola.
Well, and shout out to your cousin Heather. I mean, she was our tour guide for the day. It was awesome.
Yeah, she loves our Telluride. So,
would you do the gondola? Because I know how much you love heights.
Dude, I was freaking out. She has pictures of me in the gondola freaking out. I did it like 3 times. So by the time we were done, I was doing better.
I wish I could have had you in the truck with him in Utah. Because I just like how much he likes heights.
Yeah.
Just taking selfies.
Yeah, dude, I'm just breathing hard, like white knuckle into the steering wheel.
So you're the guy in the middle of the gondola holding on to the pole.
Dude, I remember just coming up to your door on that mountain edge. And you're like, don't lean on the Jeep too much. And you're like, I was like, I'm going to push it over. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm freaking out right now. I'm losing my mind.
Well, what's funny is when you're in the mountains, yeah, I found myself doing this. So, like, I drive up to the edge of a mountain to get a cool picture or something, you know, or just to get out. And I'm double checking to make sure I'm in park.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in park, yep. I'm going to get out. I'm like, yep, it's in park.
Still in park.
Okay.
And you let go and you feel it roll just like that tiny bit. Like,
here we go.
I don't know if my butt can pucker much more. Like, yeah. I can taste it.
It's so tired.
It's so tired. I'm like, no more.
My glutes are burning.
Best workout ever.
Oh, yeah.
The jeans don't fit anymore.
I was really happy and surprised with how well the girls did and how much they love being out there.
Cool. That's cool. And that's something they're going to look back on years, you know, down the road.
Like, yeah. Well, the gondola, they just wanted to keep riding it.
Dude, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Gondola, have you guys ever seen the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
So what it is it's a free ride gondola from the town of Telluride up to Mountain Village. So Mountain Village is going to be where all your ski resorts are, like all your fancy restaurants, all your fancy resorts and stuff. But it's so you'd see this gondola, and dude, it goes like it's like a 15-minute ride, and you're thinking like, oh, it's gonna be 15, 20 bucks or whatever to ride it. It's free.
Cool.
Yeah.
So like, we ride this gondola, I kept telling Chris,
like, a glass floor.
No,
just all glass all the way around you, and
that's not bad. Like you're enclosed. Okay. Yeah, I've seen pictures of that before. Then.
Yeah. So, but like I say, it's free. You just I would have never thought that unless my cousin lives there. So she's like, hey. Jump in and let's go. So you see a beautiful view of the valley. We did it at night, so you could see everything at night. We did it during the day. Okay. It was really cool. It was really.
At least Kitchener with those things. I'm not sure. I've been on one in California, like in Big Bear.
Yeah.
When it goes over the transfer stations.
Yeah.
When it jumps off, it's a little sketchy. Like, please tell me it caught the cable on the way back.
Well, when you take off first out of the
and it's like
the gate.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of drop a little bit, and then it takes right off.
And as soon as it leaves, like, the floor, and you realize it's on.
Yeah.
You're committed.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But it was funny, because in Colorado Springs, we went to, it was called Cave of the Winds Adventure Park. Super cool place.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys have seen the video when I went on that amusement ride, it's called the Pterodactyl.
I did see that.
You drop into the canyon. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a 1,500-foot drop. You hit 3 Gs, and, it's insane.
So it's like a roller coaster that you drop on into a mountain.
So you're strapped into it. It's a two-seater. You get strapped into it, and it's the back of it's like sitting on this post.
Okay.
After you get all strapped in and the wind's right and all this stuff, because it's probably 1,000 feet across.
Okay.
And then probably 2,000 feet down.
Okay.
Because you drop 1,500 feet.
Right.
So he hits a button. Well, he pivots the floor out from underneath you, so then your feet are dangling.
Okay.
He hits a button. And it literally just goes, just tips over and dumps you off this post that it's sitting on, and you just drop.
Okay.
So my daughter's seen this, right? And my one daughter, she was getting pretty anxious about it. She's like, no, Dad's not doing that. There's no way. So did she see me do that? Well, then we're going to get on the gondola. She didn't want to do it. I'm like, Isabel, it's not like this. It's not going to do what I did in Colorado Springs. She's all freaked out. It was funny.
When you dump out of the floor.
Really?
Yeah. When does the floor drop out?
Yeah, after she got out and she was pumped. She wanted to keep riding it.
Right.
Yeah.
She realized the floor was sturdy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't die. Awesome. That was cool.
Yeah. No, overall, it was a really good trip.
Well, it sounds like
definitely recommend Wheeling, Colorado.
But like you said, Jim, we're talking about setup and stuff. I think, what do you think, what's a big determining factor for me is how fast you can set everything up.
Yeah.
set up and shut and take down. That like that's a game changer.
Yeah,
because the faster you can, because that's the part that sucks. If it's raining, you have to put your stuff together.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
That sucks.
Well, especially like I mean, what you probably did half a dozen times, right? Set up, take down. Yeah. I mean, it starts to get like I'm not looking forward to it anymore.
Well, like you say, if it takes you 20 minutes. We do that six times. That's, you know, it's adding up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And it's not, so the tent, I've got a, I bought one of the hub style tents. So it opens up. I mean, I can set the tent up.
60 second setup or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was an 8x16 tent.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. Wow.
So it wasn't necessarily that, it was more the residual stuff. Mm. You know, all the
cooking stuff.
Yeah, it's like the tent sets up quick, but getting everything set up in the tent is the other.
Because she's got to bring, you know, we had like a drawer system with all sorts of stuff in it. You know, I mean, it looked like we were there to stay.
Yeah.
You know
this is where we
had a rug out front.
We're here overnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was legit.
I'm just trying to figure out now. I'm thinking, the rooftop tent counts as an RV because it's attached to a motor vehicle.
Yes.
Really?
So the Ure RV Park, which they were awesome people. They're the ones that found us the other site for us to stay. They were super cool people. But yeah, they can have rooftop. You can have rooftop tent there because it's attached to the vehicle.
Really?
They so if you have a bungee cord from your tent to your FJ,
I thought about it.
It's attached.
Yeah. But yeah, they. I guess
it's covered with hardware, so get some sheets of plywood. <Right. top. laughs> Set the tent up on top. It's a rooftop tent. No.
Yeah. I spent a lot of money on a rooftop tent.
It's kind of crazy how the rules work. I mean,
well. Yeah.
It's all zoning.
It's all zoning.
I mean, and that's what was weird. Got another advantage at rooftop tent then. I mean, that's...
It's got some pros, for sure. It's got some cons.
It definitely has some cons, but like you say, if you have one that sets up quick, that's what I think is like, and no matter what your setup is, as long as it's quick.
Well, like we were doing yours in Moab for funsies, and it was like 3 minutes and the thing was up, right?
Dude, it's up, yeah. You could be, and you could be worried about something else.
And that was 3 minutes with us not really knowing what the hell we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were helping you do it, and I'm like, where's this go?
Just yeah, yeah. Mine's on a custom rack that doesn't, you know, that like isn't. You know, I built it. So
yeah,
it's not
so
like,
I mean, that was super cool. I mean, then you're stuck wherever you're at, which is kind of my negative. But,
so that's why I agree with that, too.
You know, if you, like for me, I do a lot of the adventure stuff where it's base camp, but the truck is my means to get around.
So.
Right? So I'm stuck. Mm-hmm. But like, if I'm going to go to somewhere in Colorado, hike out of it, it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Plus, you're kind of up out of the way of critters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of the cons is now you're more top heavy.
Yeah.
If you're wheeling.
Oh, you feel it. There's no doubt. Yeah, you feel it driving it.
Like you're what, 100 pounds for the tent and 100 pounds for the rack?
Well, at least. Yeah. So, I mean, okay, right there, that's 600 pounds, or not 200 pounds.
Our little math, everybody.
My math, I was
almost
about
had to cook my shoe off for that one.
No, I mean, okay, so you got 200 pounds above your head.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like
it
a
doesn't
whole
sound
lot.
Like a lot until.
But when you talk about center of gravity of a vehicle.
And your buddy standing on top of your Jeep, shaking back and forth, you'll figure it out really quick.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
especially when you're talking lifted. You know, lifted boxes that you drive. You know,
yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a big difference.
Yeah, the biggest thing with the adventure thing is just quick and organized.
Mm-hmm.
Once you
figure out your organization, that's key.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's in what tote, what's in what bag.
And what you really need.
See, and we've done camping before with the girls, with our kids, so we kind of had an idea of what we needed to bring, what we didn't need to bring. So
like test runs local?
Yeah.
Like you go
it was railing.
Yeah, okay.
It was halfway local.
Yeah.
But 2 hours, 3 hours is still better than 24 hours.
Definitely sounds like some good time invested to get that setup dialed in before you travel across country and realize that.
I mean, just like with everything, you know.
So-and-so needs a nightlight. Oh, no.
I was going to say, we stepped to REI on the way there and bought everything. And like, well, let's go on an adventure.
You walk in, all right, I'm going camping. What do I need? Sales guy's going to like, cha-ching.
Yeah, so when are you going?
Tomorrow.
I'm on the way. I just stopped to get my stuff.
Yeah. Come with me. Oh, yeah, you're going to want one of these.
Yep.
You got the black card, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, swipe that.
You need that.
So, you good?
Whatever. Yeah, we're all set, man.
So, what'd you guys eat? Because I know you're kind of like the master of the trail cuisine.
Oh, honestly, I didn't cook nearly as much as I wanted to.
Really?
Yeah. Just...
Do the time frame or do the kids or...
Just kind of everything, I guess. The time frame, probably one of them. You know, and like, well, I mean, when you're camp cooking, it's especially when you're cooking for a family of four. It's not necessarily quick,
right?
You know, so yeah, I didn't cook nearly as much as I'd like.
Did you at least bring the Scottle so you take cool pictures of it, like on a mountaintop and stuff?
No, my buddy brought his.
Okay. So, oh, so you had somebody else with you, another family with you?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. But no, I didn't have room for my Scottle.
Dude, did you like pack it all up and be like, I can't fit in here? Like, yeah. Where do I sit?
And truth be told, I had some of our stuff in my buddy's truck.
Jeez, oh.
What did he drive?
F-150 with a camper behind it.
With a camper behind it?
Yeah.
That kind of kills the illusion.
Cheated.
Yeah, it does.
I thought you just said like a taco with a rooftop tent and like pull out drawers and
well,
a trash.
So
man, I would have edited that.
Yeah.
So it was an F-150. He did have rooftop tent on the truck.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he did it in the bed?
Yeah.
And a camper.
Yep. So his kids stayed in the rooftop tent.
Okay.
He put a rack on his topper.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
They stayed in the camper. But the original plan was, because he's got a JKU, and so, you know, he put a supercharger on it. It's geared. You know, we were gonna pull these campers out to Colorado. You know, we were going to do a damn adventure.
Right.
And yeah, it...
Watered down.
Yeah, plans changed.
Get in the car, kids. Going on a damn adventure.
Kids, get in the car! Mom, I'm scared!
Yours seemed like it got a little bit more hardcore, though. She lost the camper for a tent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had the camper still, but no Jeep and a nice comfortable ride in a truck. Like,
my vote's for Chris on this.
It's an F-150 Platinum.
That's not like you got the better.
It's got massagers in the seats.
Yeah.
No joke.
You guys should have traded halfway
through. So you're like at the mud, you know, the mudslide. You guys are all sweating, getting angry, yelling at each other. He's getting a massage.
Well, they went a different way.
Oh.
Because they stayed another day.
Yeah.
They went down south and then east a little bit farther. But
he turned the fountain on his dashboard.
Yeah.
Had the running water.
Yeah. Like triple music going.
Oh, yeah, I get this tranquility music. Like the massage is going.
Like a hot towel pops out of the dash. You're like, what?
Anxiety level rising.
Yeah. Oh, I feel better. I feel better now.
Get that. Like when you go to a Chinese restaurant, they have the bing bong music playing or whatever. It's like trickle.
The bing bong music. Racist prick. That was terrible.
Oh, not editing that.
it was a good time.
That kind of killed my hope that you didn't talk about cooking awesome food in the Scottle.
I know,
kind of
right?
My segue.
Well, we're gonna have to do our own.
Have to just do our own.
Yeah, bringing Chris to cook in the Scottle.
Just
one
come
day.
Over and cook. We'll could do it here.
I was supposed to cook today, but
that was the original plan. But this is kind of it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out well.
So.
Yeah, well, at least we got good coffee and donuts this morning.
I know.
Yeah, thanks to Searsmarch for that.
Yeah, that was pretty solid.
Delicious coffee.
I like their new headquarters.
It's a pretty legit building.
That's pretty legit. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I wanted a Mario Kart in it really bad, though.
Oh, I know.
Dude, okay, so like, they had the drift carts. Does anybody know what a drift cart is? Jason, can you tell them?
It's like an electric-powered go-kart, single wheel, but it's got, like, casters on it that allow it to basically do the same motion as if you were drifting on a regular go-kart.
It's like Sketchtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I guess you can... They looked really fast. Yeah. And, like, I've seen the videos of them, but, yeah, they have, like, six of them down there.
Yeah. They look like they have a lot of good team-building exercises.
Yeah, I think that's crucial.
Pretty jealous of that.
Some great rigs down there. Some good dudes. It was a solid deal around, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I'm excited for the next one, really.
Yeah.
Because for us, it's not bad. We drive, like, an hour and a half down here.
Yeah.
And, like... Chris got up pretty early. I got up pretty early, but like it's not bad.
Right.
Come down, and we were talking about that. Like I like these like coffee, like cars and coffee and Jeeps and coffee. Like I like that better, me personally, than like a Jeep night, like at a bar or something like that. To me, I'd rather go have coffee in the morning and then because I'm just a morning.
That seems like a little bit better conversation.
It is too. It's a better atmosphere.
Yeah.
For sure.
People are getting a different feeling about
drinking
it.
And just getting rowdy. You know, it's
anytime you kind of combine those drinking and it's really not the best of advertising.
You can do it
but
in the parking lot, though. You can't have open Intox in a parking lot. You can't have open beers in a parking lot.
So you're kind of standing around, you know, nothing in your hand, you know.
I'm leaning on your Jeep. Like, tell me about your Jeep.
Hey, Ricky Bobby, I don't know if it's my hands.
Yeah, but versus being in the bar, like, yeah, mine's out there. It's the brown one. Oh, okay, cool.
Yes, you're standing by. It brings up conversation.
Plus, like, if we weren't doing the podcast today, we'd have been done at 11 o'clock, and you still got your whole day ahead of you.
Yeah. I was going to say, like you say, you could actually stop at Home Depot and do some manly right. things or whatever right. you gotta do.
I was planning on painting today, but I got tied up right. with this, you know. So I was like, going 11 paint, you know, have it all done. But it's still, I mean, it's still
Home like Depot, Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't know.
Crazy. I don't know if I have enough time.
But it is cool though. It, like you say, it does. It makes me feel like I didn't like completely blow my whole day.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I made a whole good day of it. I made lunch and everything. Good time.
Just having a man day.
Man day.
Dude, I'm happy I was here for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we got to see Nate for a minute. So
oh, yeah, he Nate. Popped in. That was good times. So yeah, I think that's it. I think we'll wrap it up.
So, all right. See you guys.
Bye. See ya.